All right, a good tovach. We're in middle of Sivav, Kufayin Aleph Sivav, the middle of the concept of good or agud, Kishmak Inyan. Hopefully tonight we'll finish the Sif. There's a lot here. I'm going to try to do our best. All right, the Maccabi said, can you do the good or agud? Is a person has to come with a number and either buy me out or... Well, I buy you out for that number. There's a machabah later on, and Sif Tezvav, that the machabah says that only works if you actually have cash on hand. You can't do it with a chayv. I mean, I can't say, okay, let's make a deal, a good augur, and I'll pay you out in 30 days, and if you win the good augur process, I'll give you 30 days to pay me out. So l'chayv, it looks like it's fair, it's mirrored image, right? I'm giving you the same benefit that I'm trying to take for myself. It's either 30 days for you or 30 days for me. The Maccabi says that doesn't work because the Kesheni could say, the Nitva could tell the Torah, sure, I have good credit. Of course you don't mind waiting my 30 days, but I don't trust you. I'm not willing to wait for your 30 days. So my mail, it is no good augur. So it's really not mirror image, basically, he's saying. You're not making a fair deal. So my mail is no good augur unless you actually come up with money right away. No, it's just a taina. The taina means I don't trust you to wait for your 30 days. And meila, until you have money on hand, I don't have to listen to your taina of geragad. You can't call it din taina of geragad unless you have cash available. The tveya, correct. Well, something pashtis, the nitveh has to have as well, but there's going to be a halach mitzvah, which we're going to learn that the nitveh could ask for 30 days to like any tfiyas in Bezin, he could ask for 30 days till he has the ability to pay. So the Ramah says he could ask for 30 days as well till he could collect or gather together the money, whatever it is. But in Lomdus meets... Right, but then it has 30 days to scramble to try to do something. But the Tevei needs to have money on hand. He can't be a Yidei Echoif. And the Chazanish proves from the Gemara that also it has to be Kesef and not Shova Kesef. The Tevei, I don't know, manufactures soap, and he tells the Nitva, I'll give you 2 tons worth of soap. It's worth $100,000 maybe. I don't know what it is. It's worth money. The Nitva could say, nothing doing. I need money, not Shova Kesef. It has to be cash. So you're limited to cash, on hand, not credit. Okay, that's the halacha. I saw that there's a sefer of Chuvus Mishpatim Yesharim, Mechelek Aleph Siman Samachtes. He clears the shayla, are you allowed to be tevei good or good? Maybe Yoiva Leis Achmud. I have these grandiose plans to do what to do with how to develop this property or this business or the shutvis to take it somewhere. And I'd rather keep all that for myself. I'd rather have it. So then all of a sudden I'll pull a fast one on you. I'll tie it good or all good on you today to be able to take over the company, to take over the partnership. But that's Leis Achvod. He's being choymed Yenim Schefetz. Oh, you're allowed to be mafzer. Yeah, but that's only allowed to be mafzer. The reason why you're allowed to be mafzer once and twice is with telekachma, because that's normal, that's not considered pressure. But a tviya of a good or good, even the first time, is pressure, because the guy must answer to that tviya. He doesn't have an ability not to answer. He has to answer to the tviya. What's the nafkamina? In lomdus mean? Yeah. Okay, fine. So maybe, okay, let's take. So the Mishpatim Yesharim says like this. First he says, could be you could be mechalik if your kavana is just because you can't deal with him and you have to break up l'man ha-shalom, so then you're really not doing it l'tayis chemda. Or he says, if you're doing it because you want to use this opportunity to take over, if you want to capitalize, so that's chemda, yes, then you might have a problem. But if you're only doing it l'man lishpayis shalom, that would be fine. So that's his first chilek. And then said the karavli, because he says you have to say something, because how could Chazal make a takana of good or good?
He's going to
if it's going to be an isra of leizachmit. So he says, could be it's negeya when it's leman lishbayis shalom. That's one. And he says, v'karavli and I'm naita zakta that bechlal you never oiva and you give in without good agud. You could drain your partner a cup as well to get him to sell you his chelik as well. And he doesn't say why. And Pashas, the reason is sort of what you're saying. You're saying with alumdis, very nice. But Pashas, the reason is because the pasuk says, Beis Reyecha, that's with Yenim's house. Lazachmud, Ages Reyecha, Beis Reyecha's, Sadeo, that's with Yenim's. To the extent I'm already a Shutif here, so it's not totally Yenim's, it's mine as well, it's with Shutvis, maybe Hasnish Beis Reyecha. What you're saying is even stronger. You're saying it's Mamish and Gansin already mine, at least Be'echas, I own everything, it's just we're sharing the Echas of it. So it's not considered Beis Reyecha, so he's Noita. That maybe memele it's mutter, maybe you don't have to do it through the good organ. You could do it stamazah. You could stam drain a cup every morning when you speak to him. You say, God, just sell me your property already. Just sell me your chelet. You could nudge him day and night till he has enough of you, and he could, because there's no loisachman b'chai gavna. That's what he says. So he has two different reasons why there's no loisachman. Comes along the Betzel HaChachma and Chelet Gimel Mem Zayin. The Betzel HaChachma says, b'chlal the whole kashayf z'chneshon has nothing to do with loisachman. Why? He said, Lezachmud is when I want your chayfetz. He says, but if you go over to a guy and you give him a choice, either I get your chayfetz or you take my chayfetz. So you don't know what's going to happen at the end. Maybe he'll take your chayfetz. You won't get his chayfetz. And that will be fine. That's how you went into the deal. You went into the deal. Either he'll take yours or you'll take his. He says, that's not Lezachmud. It's up to the nitfet to decide what he wants. And there's a very 50% chance, so to speak, that he'll take yours and then you walk away and you'll be happy and you don't need his chayfetz. So you're not going to then run if this... Oh, we're going to get there. Right. So it says, Mamedli has no shakas of Sachmud Bechlal. Because it's near a Ba'alil. It's clear that he's not trying to be Choymit Shachaveri, because once the good agud is done, he's going to walk away and move on. So you see that he doesn't care about that chayv. He doesn't need that chayv. He's just looking at a way to split, so there's no chemda. That's what he says. And the problem is, it's very nice if that's Takis Kavona, but... That's usually not the kavana. Very often the kavana is because he wants to take Yenim over. Of course, we don't know the outcome of the good or agud, and there's a chance he might lose, but certainly his kavana is trying to take over the
part. The only reason he's trying to take over is because
I know, but very often the reason what started the process, of course, you know, they had a fight with it, but the fight came is because they have different plans. It's because the guy would like to stay in the business. Usually these guys want to stay, the one who initiated, usually want to stay in the business, and they want to take over Yenim's Chayfetz.
Yeah, the anchor in it is I want to push you out, not that I want your thing.
So I want your thing. That means I want your thing without you being there, right? I want your house. I want your Chaylik. I don't want to have to share my day with someone. I want your Chaylik too. Your day, whatever. Right, like Sakhma Zagra, also a question, but yeah, so it's a that, yes or no, yeah. And glad that you should know, and especially in the case of the Ramah, the Ramah's case was, is that he's giving more money. And he's giving it more money, bedafka, that Yenik shouldn't be able to compete, because he's an Oni, and if I give it for his Chelik, 100,000, maybe, so I give him 120, I overpay him on the Chelik, because I know he'll never be able to buy me out for the 120, so you clearly, his conscience, clearly his intent is to buy the other guy out. I've added, there's no guarantees in life, but he's sure that he's going to win this auction, so this good or good, and yet you still see pastures that should be fine. I mean, like the base of Betel Kokhmet should be a problem with Zachmet. It means his terrace doesn't really work. And what is he saying? He's saying his raya is that you see that after the process, the guy doesn't run after anymore. So you see he's not being chaymed the item. It's a very interesting raya because, of course, when I have half the business, so I need your half as well for my grandiose plans. Once you buy out my half, then of course I'm not running after anymore because I don't need your half anymore because I'm out. Means every loisachmoid is like that. There's a reason why I want your chayfetz. Let's say, very balabatish, I have a lot of cattle and I need a nice, beautiful field to pasture in. So I want your chelik as well so my animals can have a place to pasture in. So I knock on your door and I pass you till you sell me your till you sell me your field. That's loisachmoid. If I lose my animals, I won't need your field anymore. So what? But Kozman, I have my. It's not a right that when I do have my animals, I'm not being claimed with your field. Avada, when I don't have my animals, I don't need your field. But when I have my animals, I need your field. So Tia, Avada, once I gave up my chelik in the shutfis, I don't need your chelik anymore. Because what's going to help me your chelik without my chelik? But Avada, Kozman, I have my chelik, I want your chelik. So that should be chemda. All right. Lamaisa, I'm not sure why these, the Achreinim had a problem. I don't hear the kasha to begin with. I think it's takadava, but there's no leisach moed. And the reason is because leisach moed is when I'm nudging you, shaloi kedin. When I'm nudging you without a schus to nudge you. When I'm doing something that I don't have the right to do. Over here, good or good is a right that a shutev has. It's a schus that he has. Chazal gave him that schus that he has. Just like he has a right to be chaylik, he has a right to do a good or agad as well. That is a form of chaluk, even though it's not a gedar of chaluk. We took the reshiva's right. Good, it's a din of mechira. But that's a schus that a shutev has. So how could that be loy sachmat? L'mashal. Pashit. If Reuven was mischaiv himself, and we've got this brought down in halakha such a case, Reuven mischaiv himself that he's going to sell his house to Shimon for X amount of dollars whenever Shimon wants. All Shimon has to do is exercise the option and call up Reuven and say, Reuven, I'm ready to buy your house, and Reuven must sell him your house. And he does this chayvis bekinin amoyel, and he does it in a way that it works. So now Shimon is never allowed to exercise that option, because if you exercise the option, so he's achmid. Really? That is the schus that he has. He has an option that he has a right to buy the chayvis off Reuven whenever he wants. Every shutev is like that. Every shutev has the right of good or agud when it's aimed by kadei chalukah. That's a schus that a shutev has. So when he exercises that option, he's not nudging him sholei kedin. That's kedin. That is his schus. He has a bailus in there that he could mun good or agud. So how does it pass? L'sachman. I don't know what the shaila was. But this is only going to work when I get to l'sachman. But if he nudges him every morning and knocks him by breakfast and says, sell me your chayvis. Tell me a chelik without a price of good organ. Why not?
I understand. You said Chazal gave
him
the
source
of good
organ,
right? It's told why he wants the other chelik.
What's the chelik why he wants the other chelik? They gave him a source, just like they gave a shutter.
They can't give him because it's against. Is
your cash on Chazal or your cash is on if the Chazal gave it? That doesn't bother me where Chazal gave it. That doesn't bother me. Why? No, I'll tell you why. No, because. Chazal can't tell you that you're allowed to nudge him. But Chazal could give you a schus bailis. Chazal, they could do hefka bezin hefka. They could do anything. Could Chazal create, in theory, could they create a hechayvus on Reuven, if they would want to do such a thing, that now Reuven is meshubit to sell his chayvus to Shimon. Shimon has a schus mamin in Reuven's item, a schus, an option, that he could buy Shimon's, he could buy Reuven's item whenever he wants. Why not? If they would just say that you could nudge him, you're right, how could they say nudge him? The Torah says, you know, nudge him. That's all they did. They gave him a schus mamin in it. That's a right that he has as a shutev to mundus. So now that he has that right, where is it leizach right? That is his schus. But stand to nudge out of a leisach mori area, that l'chayi should be a problem. Because Mishpat Yisham's second svara was, l'chayi, like we were saying, is that it's not considered beis reyecha because he has it as well. So gradually the Betel HaKokhman says such a svara as well, and he wants to, maybe that should be leisach mori. And at the end of the tshuva, he's mesupik, but at the end of the tshuva, he brings a beautiful raya from a tshuva's beis shloimin, yoredei chelik beis, the end of reish test, the hagof, from the son of the Makaba. And he makes a cheshbon in Rashi, but late his cheshbon, it's clear that he held that even by shutvin, there's an issa of leisachmud if they pester each other. It's clear that the design. That's if they pester each other outside the framework of good augur. But if he exercises good augur, Avadi has a right. Why not? That's his chus bailis. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm trying to finish this sif here, and there's a lot here. Let's go back to the Machabo. Avol. Im eino teveya roitzo liknais. If the teveya, it's the middle of Sevav. If the Teveya doesn't want to buy, oi, lo yimtze b'mayekno, he doesn't have the ability to buy, can't afford to buy, enu yokol lokav eskaver liknes mimenu, he can't force his partner to buy him out. If you're not prepared to do an igud, if you're not prepared to buy Yena out, you can't force Yena to buy you out. I feel the b'shar azol, even at a cheaper price, shir ekaver yokol oimoloi, eni roitze, I'm not interested in buying. I'm also only interested in selling. We're both, so you can't. Because if you're not holding by exercising a full good agud both ways, you can't. There's no good agud. And you're going to stay in b'shutfis. Lefikach zakta machaba shnei achim. You have two brothers. Echad oni ve'echad asher. One is wealthy, could afford to do a process of good agud, and one can't. He's an oni. Shneichlam aviyam merchet o beis abad. And the father left over this bathhouse or Beis Abad, a pressing to press for oil or for wine. Sana'av Liskar, if the father used to use this bathhouse to rent out, he didn't use it for himself, he used to rent out the bathhouse to others, then the Yorshim carry that Hanhaga over, and they also rent it out to others, and Haskalem, and they'll share the skar. Kozman Shiyitzalama B'Shutas, as long as they are remaining, and they want to remain in Shutas. If the Asher, which is very important, this line of Machaba indicates that even in this case, if the Asher would like to exercise a Goda Agud, he may, even though it's being rented out. He could do that, because the Rimagash had a suffix on this, if that's such a halakha. But you see in the Rambam, which is coming from in another number of Shinar, Ben Yoyin, the Rashba, they hold, yes, you could always exercise the right of good organ, if it's in Bekadekaduka. So here, even though it's being rented out, you could exercise the din of good organ. But if you don't want to, then you're going to have to continue renting it out and share the skar. And the Asha can't say, what do you mean? I want to use the bathhouse for myself. Haske Chelkuka, you want to rent out? Rent out just your chelik. Don't force me to rent out mine. No, we forced the usher to rent out his chelik as well. Why? The ain derek liska dvarim keilu lechatzayin, because it's unusual to rent out a bathhouse lechatzayin, just your chelik, and I'll still use the bathhouse every day. People are not going to want to rent the bathhouse from you if I'm taking a bath together with them. If I'm there as well, they're not going to want that. Ma'ashenkin betraklin, if it's a big house. And then in the olden days, they used to board many families together in one big house, different rooms. Let's say today, let's say we'll call it a two-family house or an apartment building. They had different apartments to rent out. So then I could say, why force me to rent out the entire apartment building? Let me have one house for myself, one apartment for myself to live in. And you rent out your chelik, or half of it you rent out, but don't force me to rent out my chelik as well. So then economy, then you could do it, because that's normal to rent out some apartments without renting out the whole building. But Majenko, like a bathhouse or a Beis Abad, where that's not usual to do that, then you could force the usher to rent out his chelik and not use it for himself. However, but if the minig of the father was to use it for himself, then the Yorshim carry over that minig, and Mamela the Yorshim use it for themselves, and the Ani can't force the Usher now to rent out to others. So now what's going to happen? They have this bathhouse that the Ani can't force the Usher to rent out, so the Usher has a right to use the bathhouse for himself, and the Ani doesn't really need the bathhouse because he doesn't have all that much, that many workers, you'll see. Ein yachol lakav achiv liskar oisam, ela mishtamshim behem, they use it together, kedekshon mishtamsh avim, just like their father used to use it. Vare osha oimalani, and the osha tells the ani, kach l'chazesim, you don't have any olives to press, that's not my fault, find olives and press them. Uboi vasam beveis avad, you don't have any family, whatever, members of your household, avodim, servants or slaves to use the bathhouse. Tough, k'nei lecha avodim, go buy yourselves avodim, for yourself avodim, v'yavoyu v'yichut b'merchetz. In other words, what's going to end up happening is that the Oni is not going to use the press or the bathhouse, and that only the usher is going to use it, he's going to have a heyday. He has the whole press for himself, he has the whole bathhouse for himself, come out the whole bathhouse for himself, and the Oni's hands are tied. He can't do chalukah, but they can chalukah. He can't do good or good, because he can't afford to do good or good. He can't force the usher to rent it out, because that wasn't the minig of the father. So the ani basically is stuck. The ein ha'ani kaifes usher liknas chelko, he cannot force the usher to buy him out. And the only thing left is if he's willing to do good or good, which he can't afford to do. And the only way he could do it, Dr. Makab, is Elam ken amaloi knemi meni, buy me out, umrchali, and or sell it to me, means a good or a good. I where I'm going to get money from? Vareni loive v'kaina, I'll borrow money to be able to participate in a good or a good. Oi, another way I could do a good or a good is, meichel acherim, I'll line up a buyer who's prepared to buy the whole bathhouse, or the whole Beis Abad, and mamela, I'll offer you half of what he's offering for the whole thing. Let's say he's offering $100,000 for the whole. So I'll offer you 50. Either you buy my chelek out for 50, I buy your chelek out for 50. And how will I pay you that 50? I'll sell your chelek directly to this buyer who's lined up. That's how you get your 50, I'll get my 50, and the buyer will end up with the bathhouse. So it's interesting, a good argument. I'm lining somebody up. I'm not really buying it for myself. I'm forcing you that we should sell the item together to a third party. And that's also a good argument.
Why is it making it so complicated? Sell his half to somebody else, another guy else, a good argument to the first.
You're right. That's Mufurish Shema and some Rishonim like that, the Tur, the Rama, that if I could find a buyer on my half alone, I could just sell my half to a buyer and say, Bakusha Petrani from this Shotfis, and that guy, let's say, I'll find an usher, and that usher will bring in Avodim, and he'll bring in his Ezim, he'll make the brother sweat. He'll make sure, yeah, he'll get his full share of the deal, and at that point, not only that, my buyer assumes my position and my right to say good or good, and if he could afford to, he'll even exercise good or good against my brother. Yeah, that you could do. But the problem is it's very difficult to find a buyer on just half the item. On something which is aimed by Kadei Kaluka. I know, but it's a difficult way someone to find. Rather, the Mishmah says even more that it's hard to find somebody who's going to want to step in here to cause trouble to my brother who's an usher.
Why is this case any better?
No, this case is I'm selling somebody the whole kadoodle. I'm lining up a buyer, not on half. I'm lining up a buyer that buyer should buy the entire Beis HaMerkatz, so the entire Beis Chabad. And I'll give you whatever he pays for both of our schalakim. So you'll be entitled to half, and I'll be entitled to half. So that's how I'll participate in good or good. It's not even about that. It works direct. I don't even have to buy it and sell it to him. This is how I do a good or good. I force you to sell your chelik together with me to that third party. That's the Mechaber sheet. It's a Rambam. It's a Chiddush in good or good, but does state in the Mechaber that this too is considered good or good. So you see, interesting. You see from the Mechaber that you could participate in good or good by either borrowing money, or you could participate by sort of forcing a sale to a third party, and that's also good or good. Like the Mechaber comes along the Rambam, v'yesh aimrim. No, the lo yuchal loy me good or good. You cannot say good or good kishein li mois when you don't have money. If you don't have money, you can't say good or good that you're going to force to sell it to a third party. But the less brayer, you're going to have to find a buyer, like you said, just on your own chelik, and let that person assume your position and deal with your brother. That's the only option. But you don't have the ability to participate in a good or good when you don't have money. Now, if you wouldn't know the Mefarshim, it seems that he's arguing on both eights of the Mechaber, Sai borrowing and Sai forcing a sale to the third party. But that's not true. The Sman, the Shak, both say that Ramah's only arguing on that last halakha, that you can't force a sale to a third party. That's not considered good agur. Good agur is when you buy it for yourself, but not when you force a sale to a third party. If you borrow money and now buy it for yourself, Peseda, who cares where you got the money? You took a loan from a bank, you took a loan from a friend. I don't care where you got financing from. That's your money. Once you borrowed it, it's your money, and you're buying it for yourself. That's a fair good agur, the Ramah's moida. The only place Ramah's arguing is we're going to try to force a sale that the item should be sold to a third party directly. That, he says, is a problem.
Can't
you say Vazaka? You're not buying it, you're selling it directly.
Same
second. If I give you the money and trust you with the money a second before, then you could talk and maybe borrow it. But that's not what's happening. If you want to sell it directly, that's a problem. Now, what's the lumnus? Why is this a problem? So the Sma says the reason why it's a problem is because good agud is only when you're buying yenim schelik for your own ishtamshis. That's good agud. But if you don't buy it for your own ishtamshis, that's not good agud. That's what
was an option other than chalukah. That's your means of chalukah.
Right, if I do chalukah, fine. Chazal were willing to be misaking good or agid, b'mkoyim chalukah, they were misaking good or agid, for the purpose that you're going to still be mishtamish with your chelik. That is, mameilo b'chai gavna, that you're selling it to a third party, there is no good or agid.
Where did the Rambam get this additional chiddush? This is a chiddush in the good or agid.
Right, correct. Rambam has it, that's right, and this works. Where did Rambam get it from?
Yeah, where did he see it?
Okay. In Lomdus, maybe, like you said, it's like a Bavazakas type of thing. I could do it, so it's like amigo that I could do it.
Ram doesn't say anything, you can't find him anymore. You have to read it more, then.
It becomes an all-out. Oh, yeah, fine. That is the Sma. Now, the Sma and the Shak, I would suggest, I don't have a right to this, but my gut feeling is, in Lomdus, that if I could... The only problem is where I'm selling it, forcing a sale directly to a third party. But if I buy it for myself, I have the money to buy it. But granted, I'm not interested in it. I'm just interested in the pot of this guy up, and there's no kadei chalukah, so I have my only option is a good agud. What I'll do is I'll exercise good agud. If he buys me out, gavaldik. And if I buy him out, it's not a problem. Then I'll sell it to a third party. I think that would be fine. The lamdas is, it's just the hagdara of good or agad is that you have to be buying it for yourself. So I'm buying it for myself, and then I'll take it, and then I'll sell it off to a third party. That should be good, because it, you see, the paiskim don't, what?
You're flipping a big deal.
Even though you're flipping it, even though you're sort of undermining the svara behind this. The svara behind is we want to do it that you should be able to have ishtamshus from your nachla, from your chelik. Lamaisa, that's how my kinyan was. My kinyan was for me, and then the second later, I'm now going to flip it to someone else. And I think it's clear, like, because the paiskim, no one mentions how long you have to use it. If the whole thing is predicated on the fact that you have to use it for yourself, someone should say you have to use it for a year, you have to use it for 30 days, you have to use it for some time. There is no shear mentioned in the paiskim how long you have to use this for. So then if I don't have to use it for a year, I don't have to use it for a day. I could flip it and have in the same lawyer's office, I could have the next buyer lined up. Okay, 2 minutes later, after the closing, make another closing. I could flip it like that. The idea is, the kinyan gedolah was for me. I ended up owning the whole property. And then what I do with it thereafter is none of your business. I could do whatever I want with it. And if that's the case, I would say even a step further, that even if I don't have money, I could borrow money, buy you out, flip it, and then pay back the guy I borrowed the money from. It's the same idea, though. The idea is I'm buying it for myself, and I'm flipping it a second later. Brokshem, I found a Piskei Choshen who says something similar. He says what you could do is not tell your shutif what your intent is, that you plan on flipping it, and then do a good agud. He says he calls it harama, and then at the end he falls back and says, maybe it's not even harama, maybe you're allowed to do this. That should be fine. L'chayra, I think that's how it should come out. The problem why I keep on saying L'chayra is it's a big Kiddush, and there's a Chus Mashach which seemingly says Faket. The Chus Mashach in Chela Gimel Samaches says that if his case was that, I believe the case was, it was Reuven and Shimon who were Shutfim in a Chanus, and Shimon became old and he couldn't run the Chanus anymore, he couldn't be in business anymore, he had to retire, he couldn't run the store anymore, and he has nothing out of the store then. So, but the less bray, he wants to do a good agud with Reuven, and then if he'll win the good agud, he'll take the store and rent out the store to someone else. So, Dr. Mashach, Hayyais's whole kavana is to rent out the store to somebody else, he cannot tie in a good agud. I say Paskin the Mashach, and it's brought down the Knesset Zagadayla. God, the Pisgash Kreish himself brings it down a few lines early. I'm not sure how the two things stem. The Chaya, over there, he's not buying it. What's his lamdas? His lamdas is because he's not buying it for himself, he's renting it out. But what do you mean? He first bought it for himself, and then a second later he rented it out, or a day later he rented it out, and even the renting out is not even, it's still his. It's still, that's how he's enjoying his nachla. It's still his by renting out, that's he's going to profit. No, he has to mamish be mishtamish with it himself in order to be considered a good organ. I'm just telling that's a mashach. So now the problem with the mashach is that I feel like I'm wrong. Okay, I'm wrong, beseder. But he's zicha arguing with the Mechaba. The Mechaba, the Rambam holds that you could even set up a third party. I could force a good argument to make sure that you sell your chelik directly to a third party, even though you're not being mishtamish with yourself. So, like the Mechaba, for sure, you're allowed to buy it and rent it out to someone. So he's certainly going against the Rambam and the Mechaba. So I'm not sure. I saw there's a Parmenizov, and he brings down this Mashach, and he says, you're going to ask me it's faker from the Mechaba? Yesh l'chala kemuvan. So, if the Rabbi, I wasn't zoichet to understand what the chilek is. If anyone has a suggestion what the chilek is, please let me know. I can't figure out what I hear someone else, another dying who actually wrote a safe on chilek. I don't know what the svara is. Where is he coming from? But Pashas is it's connected to Mechaba, and like what I'm saying, it's even connected to Ramah. All right. Now, what's the lamdas? How does this work?
Let me just say, it's even worse than renting out is a thing I can sell to others. Renting out your property.
Yeah, but you're not using it directly yourself. You're renting it out.
But if I make a regular chalukah, could I make the chalukah and then rent it out? So what's the difference with all of it? Just a way of chalukah. What's the difference?
All right, fine.
If you're renting it out, then it's clear chalukah.
Okay, so let's go into this. This is really coming from a Chuvah Zarash. Let's understand what's the Svar of the Rush, why the Ramah says you can't do a good agud to force to sell to a third party. So the Chuvah Zarash, if you look in the Chuvah, it's Tzadiches Iskimel, Semen Gimel, the Rush says like this. He says, the reason why Chazal had to enact a good agud is because really we would love if you both could be mishtamish with it. If it's the Yeshbek or the Kalukos, each one will be left with his chelik. If you could figure out how to get along, that would be also good. So you could use your chelek while you're b'shutfis. But you're not getting along, and it's aimed by kadei chaluka, so we're stuck. So Dr. Rush, that's why Chazal masakin good agud, rather than forcing a sale to others or any other type of chiluke hishtamshis or shutfis, is because it makes sense. It's like a zenin and b'zeh l'kosa, Dr. Rush. At least in the good agud process, one person will be left with using the chelek. Okay, so we can't get both people left, but Chach will have one bread. If you're going to force a sale to the open market, no one will have anything from it. At least one of the shutzim will remain in his chelek. So he says, his lashon is, Yishar benachlosai. He'll at least have his nachla intact after the shutfis is dissolved. That's the svar of the Rosh. He said,
what's that svar? So who cares? It's not nachla.
He said, because he says like this, if you're going to sell the item to a third party, he says, it's Einu Bidin, she is tapeach Yena from his Nachla, the other party from his Nachla, just today that you should make a revok on the open market. If you're doing it that you should have your Nachla, that's fine. But you're going to bounce him out, today that you should profit, it's not fair to him, he's being bounced out of his Nachla. So the word of the Rosh is that, Kedei she'echmem yishtamish, what's his Lashon? That was the lum that's a gedolah. They did it. Kedei that chach, one person will remain in his nachla. That's the, and he brings the right from a gemara. The gemara has our case of usher and ani. The gemara says an ani can't tie a good or agud because he can't afford to do an agud. If you can't do an agud, then you can't force him to buy you out. You're not giving him an option. So if you don't have money to do an agud, then you can't say a good or agud. That's the gemara. And that's how the Gemara is, that's on the case of this bathhouse. In fact, the Rosh, what do you mean? Even though he's a non, he has no money, but he could force a sale to a third party, force a sale to the market. And the Maizak, the Rosh, you see from the Gemara Mufurish, not like the Rambam, you see in the Gemara that you cannot force a sale to a third party. And an Ani who doesn't have any money, Taka can't say good or good. That's the Chuvus HaRosh. The Lumdis is that you have to be able to Yishar Echad Benachlasa. He has to remain in his Nachla. Now let's understand this because it's important. It's not that we need Reuven to be Mishtamish in Shimon's Chayfetz. All we need is that Reuven should end up Chach with his own Chalik that is Yishar Benachlasa. That is the Lamdas of the Rosh. So if that's the case, I would like to suggest something a bit bold and say that the Rosh is Maida B'mikzas to the Rambam. He argued with the Rambam that you can't sell the entire kadudu package to a third party. No, that you can't do, because we didn't do good agud kadei that you should be my viach on Yenem's cheshvin. But what happens if the ani wants to tell the usher, you know, I'll remain, but I want to sell your chelik to a third party. And I have a third party who's lined up, who's willing to buy your chelik out. That he should be able to do.
For what purpose?
Why does he want to do that?
Yeah.
He wants a bathhouse. He likes a bath. He just doesn't like his brother. So he wants to get his brother out. He can't afford a good or a good. So what he'll do is he'll line up a buyer who's willing to buy out his brother's chelik. Or, for example, his chelik, let's say, is not so... Let's say that's chalakim she'enim shavim. And his chelik is not so conducive, not so attractive to buyers, but his brother's chelik is. So he can't find a buyer for his own chelik, but he can find a buyer on his brother's chelik. He'll line up a buyer for his brother's chelik, and b'chagav n'luchayr, the Rosh should be moida. Because at the end of this good agud process, I'll remain the nachlasi. Because I'm not selling my chelik to the third party, I'm only selling your chelik to the third party. So l'chayr, that should work in the process of a good agud. If you win the good agud, you'll remain in the nachla, and if I win the good agud, I'll remain in the nachla, just I'll have a new shutif. Instead of you, I'll have someone else, this buyer. So that l'chayr should work in the lumdis of the Rosh, that should work. L'chayr is, you could clear, maybe not, maybe in Ekanami you have the time of the Rosh, but maybe the Hagdara that the Rosh did, the Hagdara that Chazal created, Kidei, that you should have someone Yishar Benachlasai, was that the person has to buy it with his own money in order to participate with a good agud. The way they were made together of good agud is that you have to have your own money. So even though gradually you have the time of the good agud, you're going to remain Benachla, but since you don't have the ability to participate in good agud, you don't have your own money to participate, maybe you don't have a good agud. That's my child. It means if you're going busted at Tam Lukhari, this should work. If you go busted together, maybe they made a gather that you can only do good agud if you have your own money. Like the Lashon The Rambam, right? You can't force kishen li mois. If you don't have money, who cares why you don't have money? Who cares on which chelik you don't have? If you don't have money, maybe you don't have the ability to participate in a good organ.
Maybe you can't force good organ. You're going to come out at the end that you're not going to have everything.
That's what I'm saying. That, you never need it. The whole lumdus of the Rosh was, is that we only allowed a good organ if such somebody is going to remain in his nachla. We don't need that Reuven should use Shimon's chelik or Shimon should use Reuven's chelik. We needed that such someone, either Reuven or Shimon, should remain in their own chelik. So in the case I'm giving you, Reuven is going to, this ani is going to remain in his chelik. It's just his brother's chelik is going to be sold to the open market, but his chelik is going to remain. So l'chari in lamdis, it should work. My suffix is, but maybe it doesn't fit in the gedder. Maybe that gedara that Chazal gave, that you need to have your own money to participate in a good organ. Maybe. So, I would like to bring a raya. Let's move on to a different halacha, and we'll go back to here. But from there, I have a raya to this chakira l'chaya. There's a machabin kuf gimel, sif hey. Machabe is a case like this. Reuven, there's a malvin aloiva. And the aloiva owes the malva money, and he doesn't want to pay. Instead, he wants to give the malva a chelik of his land. The land is worth more than the chayv, so the malva is not going to end up with the whole piece of land. He's only going to end up with a part of the land. The machaber says like this: that if you give Reuven enough of a chelik, that has the sheer in kuf ayin aleph our simin, that's considered a sadar or a bias or a gino, it's considered a davar chashev, that he could be independent of the loiva. So yes, you could pay up your chayv with a piece of karka. That's fine. But if the piece of karka you're sticking the malva with is too small, that he really can't benefit from it independently of you, so it's ein bo kedei chaluka, he doesn't have enough that he could deal with it, so then the malva could tell the loiva, either you pay me with money, or you want to pay me with karka, fine. But then sell me more land, tag it on to the land you would like to pay me with, today, to the point that I have enough land that, yes, I get my dalat amis, or whatever the shear is, for the working of the day, I have enough land that is a full day's work, enough that it makes my land viable, that I could use, that's normal to use. So I could force the loiva either to pay me, and don't pay me with any karko, or force him to sell me part of his land to attach it to the land that he's trying to pay me up with. That is the mechaber. Comes along the shark over there, and the shark says, yeah, why not? This is good agud. What is that? That's good agud. The malva basically is telling the loiva, either, in theory, buy out the piece of land you're trying to pay me with, it means pay me money, or, if I can't, I'll buy you out from your land enough to make the land that you're giving me worthwhile. So it's a good or agud arrangement. Either, I know you want to pay me with karka, but this karka is Ein Bekedei Chaluka. So either buy that chelik out back and then pay me with money. So let's cut the chase. Just pay me with money. Or forget, I'll force you on your chelik of the land to give me more land to make my land usable.
And works over there.
That's what the shak said.
Yeah, but good on is a chelik in Shutfen.
Correct. It is. Lepash is a chelik. You have to know where the Shutfen. There's a shutif maybe in Shibud in the land, but you're right, I'm not a full shutif yet. That's true, and that's definitely a chiddush. And comes along the shach, and he says even more. And he says, and even if the malva doesn't have money, or is not interested in buying out part of the loiva's land for himself, he just needs part of land to attach it to his land, so he should be able to sell it to a third party. So the shach of Dava Parshat Avada the Malva could do that too. That's also Bechlau Gura Agud. The Mali, what's the difference if he buys it for himself? Or he forces a sale to somebody else. Sharei b'shus b'yadai, he has like a migo. He has the ability, l'knoisi, to buy for himself the lachzor olomoyker and then to sell it. So cut the chase. Let's cut out this middle step. If he has the ability to buy for himself and sell it, he has the ability to force the loiva just to sell the land directly to a third party, and that's also b'chla good or agud. That's the shock. Now, frekt the ksois and the nesivis, and there's a sefer Yeshua in Psakim Uksav and Tavkav Ayin Vav. A number of achronim jump on the shach. The shach says, "Dava pashit is good." What? It's not pashit at all. It's mefush Raman, Chuvas Rashi Fakert. Not only that, the shach is touching up a tour over there, and the tour over here is mefush that he goes with the Rosh. Can you do? He goes with his father, but yes, he's mefush. And not only that, the shach over here is masking to the Ramah. So the air is like this whole shach doesn't stim. It's the tour, doesn't shim, and he doesn't shim with himself. Over here he's going with the Ramah, and there he says, Atava Pashit Fakeret, what is going on? Why could the Malva force the Loivit to sell the karka to a third party, as good or agid, if the Ramah via Paskins, Kishain Le Mois, you can't force a sale to a third party? A blitz of a kasha, $1 million kasha. So I would like to suggest the following teretz. In Lamdis, L'chayra, you can answer the kasha, maybe even the kasha Ebzach Nishan, and the taka, the shaka, the dava pasha. What's the lamdas of the Rosh? The lamdas of the Rosh is that we only set up and acted a good or a good if one party is going to remain in his nachla. That if you're not, you're selling it to a third party, and you're not going to remain in the chelik that you have, you can't have good or good. That's not the point of good or good, to force you out. The point is, someone should be remaining in his chelik. So like this, if we were shut from in a shtender, so someone has to have the shtender. If we're shut from in a piece of land, someone has to have a shtender, have a chelik in a piece of land. If we're, whatever we are shut from in, so someone has to remain there in his chelik, in his nachla. So that's very good in shut from. Now let's apply to a malva and a loiva. The Malva has nothing in the Loiva. He never owned any of the land of the Loiva. What he has is a Hava, is a Chayv Mois. He has a Shibin on money. He has a Shibin on Chasim as well. But the Malva's Chelik, quote-unquote, of this quasi-Shudfis, isn't land, it's money. That's all he's in it only for the Hava, for the money Shibai. So, let's say you'll have a Shudfis, where one party, somehow, his Chelik is money, and the other party's chelik is land. And now, the guy who has a chelik is money, says, I want to do a good or agud, and the way I'll do a good or agud is I'll sell your land to a third party that I should have money. Why can't he do that? That's fine. Faked. His nakla is money. It's faked. If he'll do anything else, maybe he can't do good or agud. If he'll do a good or agud that he wants to have a chelik in the karka, I wonder, maybe that's, I'm exaggerating, but maybe that's not good or agud because that's not what he has a chelik. His chelik was money. Okay, about his chelik was a shibit in the nechassan as well, so that's part of his chelik. But his chelik is the chayv damim. So if that's what it is, Avadi could force a sale to a third party as well. Why not? The sale to a third party is going to produce money, and then Yishar Echad Benachlasik, the Malva will remain in his Nachla. The Nachla will be money, and he'll have the money or payment of his Chayv. So Avada, there, you could do good or good. The Rosh wasn't applicable over there. The Rosh is only over here when his Chelik is Karka or the Dava Meshotiv. So he has to remain with Chelik, his Chelik and the Dava Meshotiv. But over there, his whole Chelik was the Chayv, not the Karka. So Memela, as long as he ends up with money, that's his Nachla. So Memela, he could force a good or good. Because Avada the Shach's right in his Migo, Avada's Alam, that said, Avada, I could do that, so then I could do this. That's true. Just the Rosh had a new problem. The Rosh had a problem is that you have to be able to be mishtamish with for yourself. Over there, you don't have the problem. The mishtamish for yourself is money, not the karka. So memele, it's very good. I found there's a truth, Marami Rattenberg Achroinim, which got the Piskei Tshuva quotes over here, but not in this part of the Tshuva, in Choshem Mishpat, Simen Yentez, who says sort of this teretz. He doesn't say it as Mamish like what I'm saying, but he basically says that over there, there was no shutfus in the karka, it was a choiv, and Mamela, Vadi has a right to sell. Mashenkin over here, the shutfus is in the karka, so Vadi has to have a karka. The shibud's on the karka, so he has to remain in the karka. He can't force a guy to sell it off for money, but he could force a guy to buy a good organ. Over there, where his whole chelik was money, Avadi could force a guy to sell it off for money. That's what he says. Okay, that's the shach over there. The Ksais and the Sivis say, their teretz is a bit bekitza. They say that the good or good over here is when you already are a shutev. Over there, since you're not yet a shutev, you're about to be a shutev, you only have a shibud, then it's better. They don't really explain why that's better, how that's better. Maybe they mean what I'm saying, I doubt it. But, alright, that's the teretz. But no matter how the teretz of the shach is, but one thing is clear in the shach, that's what I needed for here, is that you see that you're allowed to have a good or a good even if the participant doesn't have his own money. And he's forcing a sale to the open market. Means, what I was clearing before is, if I can get the time of the Rosh, the time of the Takana, Do I have a problem that maybe they created a geder that you need your own money, like the Lashon and Rama over here is? And what I see clearly in the Shaka is there was no such geder. You don't have to have your own money to participate in Gedorgot. You have to be able to be mishtamish with it. Yes, that you have to do. But you don't need your own money to do so. They're right. You see in the case of the Shaka that you see you could have a Gedorgot even if you don't have your own money. You're forcing a sale to a third party. No, so whatever the chilek is, either my chilek or the ksais and nesivis's chilek, whatever the chilek is, that's only chilek. Why in lomdis over there, the rush would be maida beseda. But at least you see that it's shayek to have a good ogid even without money. So there's no such gather. If there's no such gather, then back to the drawing board. I think that yes, like the rush should be maida to the machaba that I could force you to sell your chilek to the open market. I'll keep my chilek, so it's a yishar echad benachlasai, and I'll just force you to sell your chilek to the open market, and that should be a good God. It should be a proper good organ. It should work. L'chayra. No, you are. You're mechuyv. The mav is mechuyv to take karka. You're not mechuyv to take a small deed only because emek kadei chaluka. So then he could now do a good organ. That's what the shak says. No, because really he always force karka. And long this he could always force karka. Just the mav is and he's exercising sort of a good organ miyad. You're trying to give me karka, betzim you have the right, even to give me a mashu.
Why do you give those?
Because betzim you have the right to do good, to pay me with karka, shavakasav, no matter what. Right, in lumdis. In halachic right, that should be correct. Only thing is that the malva can now invoke a good organ, a type of good organ.
Is that only more than one size to land?
Who?
The lawyer has a lot of land?
Let's say. Right, yeah, that's a problem. Okay, I don't want to get into it now. Yes, it might be a problem. We're going to, later on in the simum, hopefully we'll readdress that. All right, there's a Kesef Kochim here who says a Blitz Chiddush. God, I'm the Blitz Chiddush. He's only half a Blitz Chiddush, but he says like this. He says that this halakha, that you can't participate in a good agav, you don't have money, you can't force a sale to a third party, he says that's if you're trying to be the initiator of the good agav, if you're being to the teveya. But if someone else, if your brother, the usher, is trying to claim a good agav on you, then taina tekesa kadoshim, you could say to your brother that I want to participate in a good agav by selling your chelik alone. Remember what I'm saying, but he only does it when you're a nitva. A nitva has the right to tell a teveya, I'll participate in good agad by selling your chelik to a buyer, and that's how I'll have money to pay you and buy out your chelik. I'm not buying out, but I'm forcing you to sell your chelik directly to this buyer. And that he says is good, and you're going to be sure ben achlos, you can end up with your chelik, and that's good. So you see in the Kesef Kochim, at least halfway, forget, you see, not like me, you see the Kesef Kochim hold that it only works by a nitva, but not to be a teveya. Good, but at least, Chach after Mahalak, you see Epis something there. Okay, Adain Tzarchin Ledina, what would be, could you be actually Tevei in this type of a case? The Nesivis over here says a similar Chiddush to the Kesef Kedoshim, but really it's different. He says like this, in Sifkotin Ches, he says, Nira, the Lehepuch, im ha'ashe tain good or igud, if the Asher is the one who tain is good or igud, and you're just the nitva, then the nitva has the right to say, I'll sell off everything to a third party. The Machabe says, I could always sell off everything to a third party. Dr. Rosh, the Ramah, no, you can't be the Teveya. But if the nitva, you could do something like that. Let's see what he says. The Kivan, what's his lamdis? His lamdis is, and maybe... Okay, let's do it here, but we're going to get in the Ramad. The Kivan Sheyesh Echad Shenoisin Yoisa, since there's a buyer lined up who's willing to pay more, Harei HaAshir, the Ashir, Af Shenoisin Shavyov, even though the Ashir is giving a fair value, but since it's someone who's willing to pay even more for the whole Shutvis, it's Havi Ka'im Papakas Mishavyov, it's as if he's paying Pakas Mishavyov, then Yacholayim Metam Demlavkin Yitka Ka'ashir is Ani Kamashakas Ramah. We have to see the Ramah, but the Ramah is about to say, you know, let's see the Ramah inside. The Ramah says, that last line of the Ramah, a person can never tend a good or agud if it's under the market value. Because if not, if you allow such a good agud, he'll always force the ani out. He'll also, he knows the ani can't afford anything. La Rush ain't koil. So he'll tell the ani, I know that the chayv is worth $100,000. I'll give you $10. Well, maybe $10. I'll give you $10,000. And the ani can't even afford $10,000. That's it. He'll be sort of bounced out of his chaylik for such a little price. So that you can't do. You can never do a good agud less than its value. Memela zakta nisivis, if you can't do good agud for less than its value, sivis zakta big chiddish, that even if the usher is willing to pay the right value, but if there's a buyer lined up who's willing to pay even more above market value, then it's as if the usher is paying less than the right value, kapok mishaviv, which the usher can never tine that. Where does he get that? I don't know. But that's what the Nesivis says. And I just want to bring that out. The Nesivis, he starts off saying that the Oni could tie, I want to sell it to a third party. As if to imply that the Oni could even participate in the good or good and counter the Teveya with a counter offer because I have a buyer lined up. But then he continues, and his whole svara is because the usher is giving an undervalued price, and Mamela, the whole good agud process doesn't start in the first place. It's if he's making a tvi on pakas mishaviv, and if someone does that, there is no good agud. You don't have to answer to such a tvi. There's no such a tvi. Now let's make a tvi for pakas mishaviv. So I saw the Shoshanis Yankiv and the Piskei Choshen, they chap on the beginning of the Nesivis, that in B'chai Gavda, the Oni is allowed to participate in a good agud, and there is a good agud, but the Oni is participating back and forth because he has a buyer lined up. And it's a shtickle shred, that's not what the Nesivis says. That's not the time he gives, and it doesn't really work. They say they have a svar, a kishmak a svar, but that's not what the Nesivis says. Their svar is that the whole Rosh svar is that you can't participate in a good agud because you're bouncing yen out of his nachla for you to profit, but not to use for yourself personally. Ain't a bedin, that's not what they did a good agud for. Zokta Sheshanis Yankin and Pizka Koshin, here, I didn't start the process. Yana started the process, not my fault. He started the process. I'm just countering offer. B'chai Gavna, maybe the Rosh would be moida that yes, you could participate even by selling to others. Now then it's not, it's a shame as far, but it's not mocha, because I could say still, you only could participate in good agud if chodsh, somebody will end up with a nachla. But here, if you're participating in a way that you're not going to end up with a nachla, you have no right to participate. But I believe that's not what the Nesiv is saying. Really, the Nesiv is saying that you taka can't. All he means to say is that chodsh only has a counter, tainot, because someone's lined up, so let's look at that guy, let's try to sell it to him, and Mamela calls that the Teveya's Tvi is Pachas Mishaviv, and Mamela whole Tvi is Batal, and Mavoto Kafadar. It's as if he's not making a Tvi, because he's making a Tvi, Pachas Mishaviv, it's not a fair Tvi. Look, that's all the Nesivis means to say. All right, where did Nesivis get it from the Ramah? It's a bit Shvelok, because Pashas, the Ramah's far is, when you're giving Pachas Mishaviv, means that you're forcing Yenna to take a hefzid, you're bouncing him out of his equity. He has an equity of $100,000, and you're underpaying $10,000. So you're making him have a hefzid. Over here, you're giving him $100,000. I grant you could get someone for more. So what? But Lamaisa, you're giving him a fair value for his equity. What should be the problem? It sounds like from Nesivis that he learned the Ramah differently. It sounds like he learned the Ramah, and he even leaves out those last words of the Ramah, Shalei B'Bang Shavi. He just says, Shalit Kakasha is Ani. It sounds like he's learning that the whole reason why we have a good agud, why? Because I'll give a good agud. They had to give an option, an ability for someone to be chaylik. And it's Ember Gidei Chalukah, so they had to come up with a different formula, because you can't be married together for life. It doesn't work. You're stuck together. It always has to be a way out. It always has to be an exit strategy. So we had to institute a good agud. That's only because the shutus is not working out. So Mamela, we have to figure out how to be chaylik. But we didn't give a good agud today that one guy should capitalize on Yenim's cheshbin kedei to profit. We didn't give a good agud that the whole reason why you're asking good agud in the first place is because you're trying to make money. That we didn't do. So if you have a property, Zakhtar Ramah, if you have a property that's worth $100,000 and you're buying him out for $10,000, about it, yes, you have a problem because you're causing him a hefzid. But the problem is a different problem. The problem is because why are you really asking for a good agud? You're asking good agud is because you want to make money. You're not asking good agud because the shutfah is not working out. Maybe the shutfah is working out. But you're greedy. You're trying to get $100,000 item from him for $10,000. So that we don't allow a good augur. So too, Zakta Nasiv is Hua Din, even if you're giving the $100,000. But if there's someone else lined up who's willing to pay $150,000, why are you asking for good augur? Not because the shutfus is not working out. The shutfus is working out, Baruch Hashem, very nicely. But the reason why you're doing it is because you're trying to now all of a sudden flip it to someone else for a profit. That's what's causing you underlying cause to good augur. To prevent those type of sibas, Chazal say you cannot ask for a good augur when it's Baruch Hashem. If that's the case, this is also like a Pax Meshaviv. Because if we will allow this, then we're afraid that the only reason why you're asking for a good argument is to flip it. That we don't want. We want to prevent that. The only reason why you create a good argument is today to figure out how to split when it's not working out, but not they should be able to capitalize to make a profit. That we don't want. But Meir Zak Nasiv is very geschmack. Who are then in this case? All right. Let's move on. Rabbi Yisai, just try to finish up here. There's a Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Vav who quotes this Tshuvas Meiram Rattenberg. And he says, he brings a different part of the Tshuva, but I'm going to just say it bekitza. The Tshuva says that we want to dan what's considered Pachas Mishavyav. What's Pachas Mishavyav? If we own an item together, and the item together is worth $200,000, and each of us, if we own half, each of us has an equity of $100,000. What's Parkas Meshaviv? Is it Parkas Meshaviv of what I could sell the whole item for? Or is it Parkas Meshaviv what I could sell half the item for? Let's see it inside. Look at Sivkot and Vav. In the second line, he says, after Kosar Amor, then Yachalit and Good Agab Parkas Meshaviv, Hakavano Shaviv of what? Hakavano Be'erech Kulay. We always look to see the entire Shutfis. Derech Moshe. Im hayu nimtzayim koinim al kol hakaka bedalad meis. If you had a buyer for the whole kaka for 400, v'uroitz alitein barachati pachs mimnesayim, and this guy wants to buy his shutav out for less than 200, betayna de gura agud besak zeh, kumashkas rama atam, though that he can't do, dimken yitka ka'osh es on ilimka bepachs mishavim. Hayoyz is someone willing to pay for the whole shutav for 400, and that will translate to your equity 200, then I cannot offer you less than 200. Avol, Zakta Piskei Tshuva, it will be if the tables are inverse case. Im hoye nimsu koina chatzir kaka bad mesayim, there is a buyer lined up who's willing to buy half the kaka for 200. Val kola kaka, but for the entire shutfis, lo hoye nimsu koina bad alameis, there's no one willing to pay 400 for the whole shutfis. And with that of a mati, sometimes you can find koinim only for half and not for the whole case. He doesn't have enough money. Zakta vade kishe koifen oise betana de gudo agud, and yakula koife ele, it's a taisaifi, he says, it means yakula koife be'erik shasha vakuloi, mishum deina reitze lias beshotzes mishum adam. Dezer kolikatana de gudo agud. If I could find a buyer for half, for 200, and for the whole, I could only find a buyer for 350, let's say, Zakta Maram Merattenberg, is that it's enough to offer you 175. Because since there's a buyer lined up for the whole thing for 350, and I'm willing to give you your fair share, your equity of 175, that's a fair good argument. Aye, there's someone here who's willing to offer 200 on half of it. Good, but when we done the erich of the shutfis, we done the erich of the entire shutfis together, and we always look what the value is when we have to sell the entire thing together. And even though by doing so, Zakta Maram Rakifirzois, I'm causing you a hefset. Because if you would try to sell your own half, you could get 200. But I'm causing you a hefset, and I'm causing you to be bought out for 175. And that he says I could do.
You can bring somebody else in so you can buy and sell together.
Oh. Okay. So this is. Okay, but this is the truth. Chizmer Amberg said, when you're danning Pachas Meshaviv, you're done the whole chelek. And this I would like to take apart, L'chayro, this Chizmer Amberg, just on different angles. First angle, I think what you're trying to say is that what you see clearly, Chizmer Amberg, is that once the Teveya initiates a price of a good or good, the Nitva is bound to the good or good process. He has to either say good, oh, good. He has to answer to it. He can't say, okay, you know what? I want to sell my chelek out to someone else and let him participate in a good or good. It's too late. If he would have sold off his chelek to someone else out and be mamid someone else a minute ago, fine, he did it. And now Yana will deal with his brother. That's fine. We'll deal with the shutif. Not a problem. But once the shutif started the process of good or good, then the nitva is bound to the process. It can't now sell it off. Otherwise, what's he saying? Let the nitva go ahead. Let this ani go ahead and sell his chelek out to this person who's lined up, willing to pay 200. What are you saying? I'm going to force him to have asset. You can't force me to have asset. I'll sell it to that guy and get 200. And then you deal with that guy. What you see is not like that. What you see is, Dr. Maram Ramberg, Vice Tyson, once you start, and it makes sense, once you start the process, you can't stop that process. You're going to have to participate in that process. And now it's too late to sell it off to someone else. And it's a chiddush because there's a seemingly a sma over here, faked. The sma, when this Ramah says, you cannot offer pak mishavyev, dim loike, nitka kahashes ani, you're going to force the ani out, zok the sma sev katan te zayin, how could you force the ani out? So the sma must be because the ani can't find someone else who's willing to take over his place. Vice versa in the sma, if the ani would be able to find someone else to take over his place, the usher would never be able to force the ani out. Because when the usher would ask for a good agud, the ani would just turn around and say, no problem, I'm selling it to someone else, and you can't bounce me out poks mishavyev, he's willing to give me shavyev. So you see in this sma that even after you initiate the process, the ani or the nitva always has a right to flip his chelik to someone else and participate. And what Maram Ramberg is seemingly faked. So that's a chiddush mara. In the svara, I hear the Maram Ramberg zesh very stark. But the ma'ase lechayit mafush not like the sma. The orcha shugun goes with the sma. The fush lechayit not like that. Another problem with the Maram Ramberg is this: how does it work in the lumnus of the nesivus? The Nesivus says, to the extent I find a buyer outside, it's considered Pachas Mishavyev. Even if you're giving me Mishavyev, but if I can find a buyer for a higher amount, that's already considered Pachas Mishavyev. So Lechayra, over here too, if let's say I could find two people who are willing to buy half the Chalakim. So you're right, I can't find one guy who could afford the whole Shutfit, but I can find two buyers, each one's willing to buy half. So Lechayra, what you offer me is Pachas Mishavyev. I can find two buyers, each one willing to give 200, so together it's like 400 for the total package, and you're only offering me 175, that's Pachas Mishavyev. So you wouldn't be able to force me out. What's the Madame Rattenberg saying? And I feel if you can find two buyers, there's only one buyer on half. I think still you have the lumdus of the nesivus that it's considered pachas mishavyev. Because what are you doing? You're trying to bounce me out and then flip my chelik to yen at a profit. That's, you're bouncing me out of my chelik. That's not fair. So even only having one buyer on half, l'chayro, the nesivus would hold, that's considered pachas mishavyev, that you shouldn't be able to do it. So I think, A, the sma wouldn't hold the Maramberg, the nesivus for a different reason wouldn't hold the Maramberg, and Rabbi said the Kesach Kedoshim for his reason shouldn't hold the Maramberg. What's the Kesach Kedoshim? Kesach Kedoshim said that when you're a nitva, you're allowed to sell the teveis chelik to the open market, if you have a buyer. And I held that you're always allowed to, even to be a teveil like that, you could even initiate such a process to sell his chelik and your chelik will remain in. So l'chayra, when the Maram Rattenberg's case was that they have a buyer lined up for 200 and for the whole thing is only 350 and he's offering me 175, why am I a nar and selling it to this guy for 175? I should tell the teveir, okay, no problem. I'll buy your chelik out by selling it to this guy for 200 and call tuv. It's over. I don't have to deal with you. And l'may, you see from Maram Rattenberg, l'chayra, not like the Kezuk Doshim, l'chayra, not like the Nesivus, l'chayra, not like the Sma. And I didn't see anyone being worried that he's just like out on a limb, not against any of the Akronim. All right, Rabbi, so we're really over time. I just want to finish with one quick halacha, and that's the Shach. The Shach says in Sifkat Vav that when you have an Asher and an Ani together, even though the Ani doesn't have the ability to call a good Agur, because Nebuchadnezzar can't afford to buy the Asher out, but still the Asher could call a good Agur against the Ani. And that's that he could do. I mean, we don't say it's not fair. No, it is fair. If the Ani would have money, he could also, but I'm not stopping you from participating. Nebuchadnezzar, the guy just doesn't have money. And that's, it's a shiloh amongst the Rishonim, but the Shach Paskins that you could do that. And from our halacha, from our Ramah, you see that's the case as well, because the Ramah at the end fears eyes, that you can't give Pachas Mishavyev, why not? Because you're afraid that the Asher is going to force the Ani out. If you tell me that when an Ani can't participate in a good agud, then the Asher also can't do a good agud, then what's the problem? There is no good agud to begin with, because the Ani can't do it. And Lamai seen the Ramah that beside, even though the Ani can't do a good agud, the Asher could, just he has to make sure to give at least Shavyev, because Pachas Mishavyev is forcing him out. But if he gives Shavyev, it will work. It will be a proper good agud. All right, Rabbi Sa, good to talk. Belina, the next week we'll start the next sif.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Besdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.